Warm greetings, friends, near and far. The Lord Jesus Christ be magnified forever and ever. His loving kindnesses, tender mercies, and compassions are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. His mercy endureth forever. This is Sinner Saved coming at you with the following short evangelistic gospel message, which is sponsored by Preacher Wayne Boyd and the Brethren in Christ at First Baptist Church, located in Almont, Michigan, USA. And God willing, this broadcast will reach you, Lima Charlie, loud and clear. It is my hope and prayer unto God Most High, the only Holy Father, that his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, be greatly exalted, that his everlasting gospel be clearly proclaimed, that the pride of mere flesh and blood men be humbled, and that his elect saints be greatly encouraged and comforted in these evil and perilous times. Please consider having paper and pencil handy to jot down the scriptural references for your own follow-up study. And so we begin with the weekend gospel message to follow for all hands. Heads up! Please find enclosed encouragement in so great salvation by the perfect and finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ in saving poor, needy, and wretched sinners by his sovereign free grace. That is to say, Almighty God, in his unmerited favor to save me and you from our sins and from hell. A reading from Psalm 27, verses 1 through 4. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Complete in Christ the Lord, no trusting in my best, wrapped fully in the garment of imputed righteousness. Complete in Christ the Lord, by faith his fullness known. The Father looks at me and sees one as his very own. Complete in Christ the Lord, no better could be had, for none can by their doing here to his completion add. Complete in Christ the Lord, though circumstances be grim, above it all does God declare ye are complete in him. Those words were written by Preacher Gary Shepherd of Sovereign Grace Baptist Church, located in Jacksonville, North Carolina, USA. Psalm 36:9. For with thee is the fountain of life, and in thy light shall we see light. The greatest evidence of spiritual blindness is the failure of men and women to see the worth and glory of Christ, all that is in him, compared to the things of this world. They concern themselves with what they call living and ignore him who is life. They hide in their refuge of lies and deny him who is the truth. They follow the way that seems right to them. However, the end, which are the ways of death, and turn away from him who is the way. God alone can deliver the sinner from this blindness. But when can it be said that God has opened their eyes? It is when they see by faith, through the word of truth, that Christ is all. When such a view of Christ's divine and redemptive glory fills their view. When Christ crucified becomes to them their life. When the Lord Jesus becomes to them the sum of all truth and delight. When his glory, as it did to Paul, blinds them to everything else. Lord Jesus, help us. And that was also from Preacher Gary Shepherd. Jesus, my Savior and Lord of my life, I will exalt thee in calm and in strife. Though my salvation, my comfort and stay, thy will be done as you guide on my way. Righteousness given, by grace I am free. No condemnation for those who believe. Source of my life and my glorified end, God has forgiven me of all my sin. Mercy and justice are met in accord. Christ is my surety who took justice's sword. There on the cross where he died in my place. Jesus, my Savior, the giver of grace. Lord of all glory, my Lord over all, I worship thee, and upon thee I call. Praises and honor to thy holy name, sing of thy greatness and thy truth proclaim. And that was from the old gospel hymn, Be Thou My Vision. A sinner's justification before God, that means being declared legally righteous, having both the penalty, guilt, and defilement of sin eternally removed, can only be accomplished in one way. From 2 Corinthians 5:21, For he, meaning God the Father, hath made him, meaning Christ the Son, to be sin for us, God's elect only, who knew no sin. This refers only to Christ, that we, being God's elect, might be made the righteousness of God in him, Christ the Son. Thankfully so. Hallelujah. In what way could Christ be made sin by the Father? The only way he could be made sin and still be our Savior was through the elect's sins, all of them, being imputed, meaning legally reckoned or charged, to Christ. In the same way that Christ was made sin, all God's elect were made the righteousness of God in him. Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works. Romans 4:6. How important is this truth? Any sinner who is ignorant of it or who will not submit to it are at present in a state of lostness and condemnation. Romans 10:1-4. And that was from preacher Richard Warmack, somewhere in Louisiana. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. 1 Corinthians 2:2. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. 1 Corinthians 15:54. I doubt if there is a word in our English language that scares us more than this word, death. But death is as natural a part of living as breathing. All who are now living are marked as death's inevitable prey. Death is the result of sin, and we have all sinned. Sin gives death its sting. Death is not satisfied and will not be until the Lord comes, and then it will be swallowed up in victory. This word swallowed is used to show us that when it is done, it will be as though death never existed. It is lost and gone, not just out of sight, but lost forever. That will be the triumphant victory of Messiah. Man was created upright and lived in paradise, until by sin he brought death into the world. Since then, death has reigned by sin. But the Lord Jesus Christ came to make an end of sin, to destroy death and him that has the power of it. He has come to repair every damage done by sin and remove every misery. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. The fruits of his work are confined to believers. Those in Adam shall all die, and those in Christ shall all be made alive. The all who in Christ shall be made alive are those who, by faith in him, are delivered from the sting of death, which is sin. In spite of what the scriptures declare, we think, or that most people think, I should say, that everybody goes to heaven when they die. This is saying that sin is not as bad as it is. This is saying that God's justice is flexible. This is saying that God does not mean what he says. We know there is a hell, but most people think it's only for the really bad folks. The only ones who go to hell are the ones that those folks do not like. There is a second death which will not hurt the believer in Christ, but will swallow up those not in Christ. If you reject the gospel, the salvation that is in Christ Jesus, there remains no more sacrifice for sin. But those who look to Christ shall be saved with an everlasting salvation, and will one day sing the words of our text, Death is swallowed up in victory. That was from preacher Milton Howard. Hebrews 7:25. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. able to save, means something more than just delivering men from hell. Able to save is the whole work of salvation, from the first conviction of sin to complete glorification. Christ is not only able to save those who repent, but he is able to make men repent. Christ is not only able to save those who believe, but he is able to give a new heart and work faith in men. Christ is not only able to save those who continue in the faith, but he is able to keep us from falling and give us a holy desire to be like him. And that was from preacher Henry Mahan. Isaiah 43:1. Listen to this awesome, precious promise. Fear not, I am with thee. I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by the name. Thou art mine, saith the Lord. How often does God say to his people, fear not? God might well chide and rebuke them, for fear is the dark shadow of unbelief. If the Lord is our light and salvation, whom should we fear? If the Lord is the strength of our life, of whom shall we be afraid? If God has promised, will he not perform? If the shepherd is with us, why need we fear any evil, even in the valley of the shadow of death? Fear is also the sickening fainting of the heart, which is not completely filled with the love of God and perfectly satisfied with the gift of eternal life. Fear is the immediate result of the heart turning away from Christ to the difficulties and dangers which surround us. If we truly believe and loved, or if, free from the Dollar Tree, we rested in that great word, I am the Lord thy God, we should be without fear. Yet God in his mercy says, fear not, for God is very pitiful unto his people. He knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. Psalm 103:14. Even Abraham, who is held up as a pattern of strong faith, needed the encouragement of this word when the fulfillment of the promise was delayed and the desolate heart became faint and chilly. God said to him, fear not, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Genesis 15:1. And Abraham's children are often full of fear and lonely faintness. God sees them in their weakness, worm Jacob, and therefore he says to them so often, and with such loving and consoling emphasis, fear not, I am with thee, I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by the name, thou art mine. Again, that was Isaiah 43:1, and this was from preacher Adolf Saphir. It is written in Isaiah 45:22, where our Lord Jesus Christ commands, look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. And the Master says in Matthew 11:28-30, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Friends, it is imperative that you flee to Christ Jesus today, not tomorrow, for none of us are promised another day on this planet. Excuse me, friends. Today is the day of salvation. Call upon the name of the Lord while he may be found, and seek him while he is near. Only by being in Christ, the ark of our salvation, may we be delivered from the fierce wrath of Almighty God, which is coming soon upon the wicked. This about wraps up this evening's broadcast. I trust Almighty God will awaken his sleeping elect and draw multitudes of men, women, and children around the world to his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness. If you'd like to communicate, then please feel free to write. The email address is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com. And please indicate what country you're from, what life is like where you live. And I look forward to writing you back. Again, the email address to reach me is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com. Great is our Lord Jesus Christ, and greatly to be praised. Take heart, friends. Our mighty and glorious King of Glory is inbound for his afflicted saints. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Maranatha.